Chapter 3. Mr. Wiggles. For the next 3 days, I threw myself into taking care of our new puppy. I lay on the floor with him and let him scamper all over me. I wrestled with him. I used an old hand towel to play tug-of-war with him. Boy, was he strong! He followed me everywhere and tried to gnaw on anything he could get his teeth around. It took Marley just 1 day to discover the best thing about his new home. Toilet paper. 5 seconds after he disappeared into the bathroom, he came racing back out. As he sprinted across the house with the end of the toilet paper roll clenched in his teeth, a paper ribbon unrolled behind him. The place looked like it had been decorated for Halloween. Every half hour or so, I would lead him into the backyard to pee or poop. When he had accidents in the house, I scolded him. When he peed outside, I placed my cheek against his and praised him in my sweetest voice. And when he pooped outside, I carried on as though we'd just won the lottery. When Jenny returned from Disney World, she threw herself into him with the same utter abandon. It was amazing. As the days unfolded, I saw in my young wife a gentle, motherly side I had not known existed. She held him. She petted him. She played with him. She fussed over him. She combed through every strand of his fur in search of fleas and ticks. She rose every couple of hours through the night, night after night, to take him outside for bathroom breaks. Mostly, Jenny fed him. Following the instructions on the bag, we gave Marley 3 large bowls of puppy chow a day. He wolfed down every morsel in a matter of seconds. Marley's appetite was huge, and his poop was huger still. The giant mounds that came out looked an awful lot like what he'd eaten earlier. Was he even digesting the stuff? Apparently, he was. Marley was growing at a furious pace. Each day he was a little longer, a little wider, a little taller, a little heavier. He was 21 pounds when I brought him home. Within weeks, he was up to 50. His cute little puppy head had rapidly morphed into something resembling the shape and heft of a blacksmith's anvil. Marley's paws were enormous. His sides already rippled with muscle. His chest was almost as broad as a bulldozer. His little puppy tail.